This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Good afternoon, and thank you for calling Geek Squad. This is Anthony speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Anthony. This is Sonia with XPO. I have an order with an address issue I need your help with, please.
All right, no problem. How do you spell XPO?
XPO.
What's the order number?
It is 6601-1632.
All right, awesome. Pulling up that order right now.
Okay.
Yeah, you say that once accidentally when you get a call from XPO, and then you do it for every single other call from XPO, and it always gets a laugh.
Yes, always. And it's like, could you spell that for me? Like, huh? Well, okay.
So just to confirm real quick, name on this order is McCray.
Yes, Toy Ann McCray, and the address 4361 Thornwood Avenue in Madison is not correct. She said it should be 10404 South Pulaski Road in Oakland, Illinois.
I see. All right, give me 1 second then.
Okay.
Address on the order is not correct. Now, if we have to make an address modification to an order, especially since the order is scheduled for tomorrow, is the client aware that that's going to change the delivery address or the delivery time frame?
Yes, I explained it to her that it will not take place tomorrow if we update the address.
Okay. As long as the customer is okay with that, I'd be more than happy to go ahead and modify that delivery address for her. Bear with me just a moment, and we'll make that change right now.
Okay.
And what did you say the address was again? Not South Elizabeth Street, right?
No, it's South Pulaski, Pulaski. I mean, Pulaski. And it shows here the soonest I could have it rescheduled is this Friday. 26.
Okay. So can I have that full address one more time so I can just enter the whole thing in?
Sure. It's going to be 10404 South Pulaski Road. And that's in Oaklawn, Illinois, 60453.
Oaklawn, Illinois. 6-5-1?
I think she said Oaklawn. I think it's O-A-K-L-A-W-N.
Oh, Oaklawn. All right.
Yes,
gotcha.
Sir.
And that zip code is one more time, 65?
60453.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's way off.
53. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You didn't have to say it like that. Come on now.
No, she was saying it was like, no, because, I mean, you know, sometimes we're not supposed to, but if it's in the same city and state and we don't have to change it, the zip or anything, if it's, you know, they just got the wrong street, I sneak and do it, but, because, I mean,
it's all good. I was just joking.
Yeah, to keep from calling y'all.
Exactly. All right, so let me just re-verify this address, make sure I've got it correct. So the client's name is Toy Ann McCray. Mm-hmm. And that address is 10404 South Pulaski Road in Oaklawn, Illinois, 60453. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Applying the changes right now. And let's see. Okay. As expected, order needs to be rescheduled. Pulling that up. And come on. Yes. Okay. Friday the 26th between 12 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Okay. Let's see. I have refreshed. Oh, no. This one's canceled. I'm going to have to. Okay. All right, and did you get a new order number? Because
no, I don't believe so. Give me one second.
I should be able to find it.
Well, modification just went through. Maybe let me try this.
Because it'll show me the canceled one, and then it'll show the one, the new one.
Yeah, we didn't cancel anything. I just took the same order number and updated the address on it. That should retain the same order information because those credentials don't change. But, yeah, for some reason – oh, no. Okay, I think this might have broken the order because it's now showing that only the installation – has changed to Friday the 26th. It's now putting the Frigidaire delivery into pending reschedule.
This was for the OTR Microwave Plus?
Yeah, the delivery of the microwave and the installation. For some reason, it's in my FMS system. It's only showing the installation scheduled for Friday the 26th, and there's no delivery available now. It's not showing that it's scheduled.
Oh, no. It's fine because the technicians, they actually arrive with the appliance. So it's like the install and everything, it's together.
Well, so here's the only thing I'm concerned about in that regard is that I've seen instances like this happen where an order gets broken up like that. Sometimes it just reflects in the system for the servicers or whichever team is going out there that it's just that particular installation, it treats it as if the client already has received the product. And now that I'm looking at it again, now that I've refreshed the page, the installation now isn't even assigned to XPO. It's assigned to a different team now.
Oh.
So,
well,
yeah,
you know why?
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, yes, you do. Come on.
What do you
mean? The address.
All I did.
The address would put it, would send it to another service provider. So you did good. You did right.
Well, I mean, the product is still in pending reschedule, and the installation is separated from it. So, unfortunately, that's still didn't do right on my part, at least. That's what I have to do. But unfortunately, sometimes the two systems that we use for order management and field management don't communicate properly. And in this particular instance, the order now appears to be split. So I'm unfortunately not going to have any choice. We may need to recreate this order for the client entirely.
Okay, because I actually tried to search for the order by her phone number, and it's not pulling up in my DMS anymore.
Exactly, because it's now being assigned to a different install company.
Yeah.
Because it's in a different area. Yeah, that's – oh, man. I was hoping that wouldn't happen, but that appears to be the case. So,
I've never heard of that, but I'm glad I learned tonight that it can happen. So, okay.
Yeah, and I really do think it has something to do with just like district lines. Like Oaklawn is obviously not near where the original address was located, so it may or maybe be just like so far out of the way that it forced it to a team that's in that area.
Yeah, because she said it's in another suburb. She said it's in another suburb, so.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, we unfortunately, there's not really much else we can do here. I'm going to have to Gonna have to try to recreate the order. I'll get in touch with the customer directly and let them know of the circumstances. Hopefully they don't mind repurchasing, or maybe I can also talk to our bridge team and see if they can maybe redraft the order if it's possible.
Okay.
But any case,
so is it,
thank you.
So is it
for,
safe?
I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. No, I was just gonna ask, is it safe to just let her know that we're working on getting the address updated? It has been reassigned to someone else, and she's still gonna be scheduled for Friday. And you're going to contact her to elaborate more a little later or tomorrow?
Let me ask you this. Is the customer on the other line?
Yes, sir. She is. She's on my back line.
Could you actually transfer her over to me directly? Because then I could just communicate this information to her and let her know that that's what happened.
Most definitely. I'll be glad to do that. And thanks for your help tonight. And enjoy the rest of your shift.
No problem. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir. Bye. I'm transferring her now.
Thank you.